I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. We're picking up where we left off in our last connections, and we're actually heading outside of Toledo. Today, going to be Beatriz Maisha, the director of La Conexión.
La Conexión is a grassroots community-based organization. We were established by a group of Latinos, residents of Wood County and the surrounding counties. 5 years ago, actually, is our fifth anniversary in 2018. So we came together in 2013 with that purpose of empowering the community for positive social change.
Beatriz has been an agent of social change since, well, as long as she can remember. She was born in Argentina, became a political activist there, and then moved to the States when she met her husband. She then worked at the Farm Labor Organizing Committee for 20 years, an organization that has its roots in Toledo, but helps support migrant farm workers from different states and different counties. It was this comparison, the help available in different areas of the state, that made Beatriz leave the Farm Labor Organizing Committee to create something new.
There was several organizations working with the Latino community or established by Latinos in Toledo, Lucas County area, like even FLOG, Sofia Quintero Cultural Center, Adelante, and so on. But once you leave Lucas County, and of course FLOG works in the migrant farm worker camps, but not necessarily what we wanted to target was the Latino the people who live here year-round, right?
So the creators of La Conexión started a listening campaign. They went door-to-door asking the community what they needed to improve their situation in Bowling Green. Beatriz found out that English classes were not available at night. She also found parents were having trouble assisting their children with their English-based homework. There was confusion about how to apply for citizenship, a need for interpreters, for the school system, or even to the police. In the beginning, it was easy to create those programs. La Conexión started a night English class, they created a tutoring program, and a class that explains how you apply for a citizenship. Beatriz found what each immigrant needs is different from the other, as they each have their own complex and unique story.
So many things that can be said, and of course there is a variety of situations of how immigrants move to a new country, and with that come different possibilities of what you can and cannot do, right? One of the things that we do a lot, for instance, is helping people to identify and access services. So when you are a newcomer, you don't know, for instance, where to go. Well, the school is asking you to vaccinate your kids, but what do I have to go to do that, you know? And so it's identifying, oh, yeah, okay, let me identify the place, checking if they need an appointment or no. Sometimes it's making the appointments. Do they need interpretation? Then it's offering interpretation. In some cases, it's even transportation, because in many cases, either they don't have transportation or maybe one person in the family has a car, and when the person goes to work, the rest of the family remain with no mobility, right? And we have been doing a lot of work in that regard this past year.
But Beatriz also looks to the future, looking to create new programs to help each immigrant in their own individual struggle. For now, words like deportation, executive orders, and build a wall are constant reminders of the present struggle at hand, but Beatriz wants to remind others of the history of this nation, how it was formed, and how it can also point to a new future.
It has been important always for this country, because immigrants had really built the country. You know, of course, we had Native Americans, but Native Americans also migrated from Asia and so on. So immigration has been the backbone of this country forever, right? And always, always, immigrants face challenges, language and this and the other, right? So it usually takes a generation until, you know, the next generation will be absolutely settled into the new country. Unfortunately, even we see it within the Latino community, in many cases they even lose the original language, right? And that's one thing that it could be good to emphasize, the importance of keeping, you know, multilingualism and appreciate diversity and multiculturalism, but also multilingualism, right? Immigrants will fulfill a need and a much more important contribution in the next years to come.
We're wrapping up this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries, which means it's time to hear Beatrice's nominations for next week.
So one is Amanda Shacko. The other one that I would suggest is Margaret Montague and then Brittany Ford. So those three, yeah.
You'll have to tune in next time to hear who I pick. For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.